This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. The state cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, today approved multiple policy measures aimed at youth development, social welfare, education and administrative reform. The cabinet approved the Arunachal Pradesh State Youth Policy 2025, which outlines 9 youth development goals. The policy adopts an action-oriented and collaborative approach involving government departments, non-governmental organizations, community-based organizations and youth organizations. Under the Chief Minister's Social Security Scheme, the Cabinet approved changes to the Chief Minister Disability Pension component. The minimum age restriction has been removed and the disability eligibility threshold has been revised from 70% to 40%. To enhance the higher education sector, the Cabinet approved the creation of new posts in the Education Department for strengthening higher education infrastructure across the state. The Cabinet also approved the Arunachal Pradesh Arun Parivar Patra Authority Rules 2025, aimed at ensuring uniform operational procedures, data protection and consent norms. The rules are intended to promote transparency and procedural clarity among stakeholders. China has welcomed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Tianjin from August 31st to September 1. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun said the summit will be a gathering of solidarity and friendship with participation from over 20 countries. Proceedings of both the houses of the parliament today disturbed by the opposition parties' protest over the issue of special intensive revision exercise in Bihar, leading to adjournment of the House for the day. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the motion to withdraw the Income Tax Bill 2025, which was approved by the House. Chief Minister Pema Khandu virtually inaugurated the Arunachal Pradesh Patients Guest House in Vellore today. Sharing the news in a social media post, Khandu emphasized that the building is a testimony of the state government's commitment to stand with its people during difficult times. He informed that the guest house, located 4 kilometers from the CMC Vellore, offers 28 clean and affordable rooms, along with self-cooking facilities for patients and their attendants. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main has urged the people of the state to come together this Independence Day and celebrate the spirit of the nation. The DCM has appealed to join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign by registering as a Tiranga volunteer and encourage one's family, friends and neighbors to hoist the national flag at home until 15 August. The Arunachal Pradesh Handloom and Handicrafts Policy 2025 was formally launched at Amik Rinya Hall Tezu yesterday. The policy was launched as part of the 11th National Handloom Day celebration, marking a major milestone in the state's efforts to empower weavers and artisans while preserving its rich tribal heritage. The new policy provides a comprehensive framework to address long-standing challenges in the handloom and handicraft sector and unlock its immense economic and cultural potential. To mark the historic success of India's National Space Program, the preliminary National Space Day was observed at Kawalangpo Hall, Tawang today. While addressing the gathering, Tawang DC Namgyal Angmo emphasized the importance of science and scientific thinking in daily life and urged students to take a keen interest in science subjects. On the occasion, Project Director of Chandrayaan 5, ISRO Bengaluru, Dr. Jayasimha, delivered an engaging and informative lecture highlighting the ISRO's legacy and achievements. The final celebration of National Space Day is scheduled to be held in New Delhi, marking the culmination of nationwide events celebrating India's space milestone. The district-level NCORD committee met at the DC Conference Hall, UPIA, today to review the action taken after their last meeting on 13 June and address the emerging challenges in the fight against drugs. The meeting deliberated on the alarming rising cases of HIV and hepatitis among arrested drug addicts. Other key issues discussed during the meeting included monitoring illicit cultivation of poppy and cannabis crops, promoting anti-drug awareness programs in affected regions, supervising de-addiction and rehabilitation centers. The East Siang Police has intensified inner line permit checking across all jurisdictions, with targeted operations at PS Pasighat, PS Sile Oyan, Mebo, and PS Ruxin. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.